Hi, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Neither Matthew or Terrell are here today, but I have once again another guest with me, and his name is Jonathan Curitan.
Hi. I'm here today.
Okay. Excellent, Jonathan. I'm really glad you're here. The other guys who are involved with the podcast aren't here, so they don't have their say. But I think they would be glad as well. So anyway, today's topic for episode 6, the benefits of healthy eating. So maybe some people would know I've been on a diet for a yeast overgrowth that's been on my stomach for about over 2 years. So that's been pretty strict diet on cutting back on sugar.
And yeah, that would help.
Sugar and, you know, processed grains and all that. So, it's been pretty difficult for me, but it's given a lot of benefits, and so I feel that once I'm done with the diet, I'm not gonna go completely crazy on sugar and, you know, grains and all stuff like that. So just really, I think it's wiser to do these kind of diet options in moderation.
Yeah, I would agree. Mm-hmm. That kind of reminds me of a story from a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I used to have braces, and
definitely, because like my bottom teeth were a big mess on the bottom for my baby teeth, but then my baby teeth started falling out, and then they all straightened out, so I never needed braces.
That's good. Plus, you only have like 3 bottom teeth, right, in the front.
Yeah. Which also, another personal thing. I'm a sole survivor of twins. So
rest in peace.
Rest in peace. I've always wondered. It's like there's this one missing side to myself. It feels like.
Yeah.
It feels
I can
like.
I understand that. But yeah, anyway.
But people will know me. Yeah. I have a pretty big personality to begin with, so
yeah.
More or less.
Yeah, I would say so.
More or less.
But anyway, I was trying to go somewhere with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I interrupted you. It's all good. But
yeah.
I used to have braces, and so I couldn't eat any type of nut.
And oh, so man.
When I was about to get them off, I bought a bunch of peanuts, which are not a nut, but they will damage the braces in the same way that
yeah.
a nut would. And so
correct.
Once I got them off, I ate about a pound of peanuts, like all in one sitting, which by the end, I was kind of disgusted of peanuts, but I also kind of enjoyed it. But later that night, I like broke out in a fever and a sore throat and stuff.
Wow.
And so I found out that I was allergic to peanuts. And so
then
I got some blood tests and I found out that I was allergic to wheat and eggs too. So I've pretty much totally cut those out of my diet, as you would have to.
Yeah, so is that your only known allergy? You can wish to
peanuts, wheat, and eggs. I might also be allergic to penicillin, but I used to have some sensitivities, like to yeast, so I had to cut out sugar and stuff from my diet as well for a while. But
yeah,
I kind of got over that.
Nice.
Dieting.
Nice. So, to sort of elaborate on my yeast overgrowth, you might be thinking, like, searching that on the internet on Google Images. I was like, oh no, what's happened to Eric? So, yeah, if you see me in a place or something, I'm open to talk about it.
He also doesn't look any different because of it.
No. Yeah. It's on my stomach and on my back. So, definitely for a couple summers, I didn't do the shirtless look, but I'm not
okay.
That. Anyway, I'm not that jacked. So it works out. It works out. Where was I going? So anyway, it just looks like darkened skin, and it's just splotches. So it's not bad, but it doesn't look pretty.
Oh, okay.
So it's not that bad, and I've also sort of been going back and forth with a mild case of athlete's foot, which is also
not nice. Those are nice shoes, by the way.
Oh,
like
thank
black
you.
Leather Converse. It's
yeah,
pretty cool.
Yeah. Which I got at garage sale for $2.
Oh, okay.
And I've re-glued several times.
Maybe some crazy glue in there.
Yeah, shoe glue, and then I put Gorilla
glue
over it, but then it just keeps turning into, I don't know how to describe it, but it just turns into, just solidifies, and then it breaks off. So that's weird.
Might need some sort of like epoxy that would stay a little bit supple, so then it would have some flexure and might not be as brittle and break.
Okay. I'm not saying I'm stupid or something, but could you say that in English?
In English? Okay. Well, you might want something that's a little more flexible, you know, since the rubber.
The rubber of
the shoe is going to flex around it.
Huh, okay.
But, you know, does that make sense?
Not quite.
I'll
ask you later when we stop recording.
Okay,
but
it's kind of an engineering thing, but, yeah.
So. I'm planning to go to graphic design, and so I'm
okay.
not
engineering for you.
Not quite. So, anyway... my mild case of athlete's foot, that's also sort of fueled by the sugar and grains and, like, the starches that are broken down. It's feeding them.
Yeah.
So if I deprive myself of those, that takes away their source. They can't really feed off anything else. And, but also one great benefit, it's like by a lot, it's reduced my acne.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
My acne used to be pretty terrible. A lot of people can attest to that. So I think the important thing, timer just thing. You know what that means?
What?
Food's ready.
Indeed.
An angel got its wings. An angel got chicken wings.
I don't know which is better.
I'm full of it, aren't I?
Indeed.
Oh gosh.
Yes, indeed.
Where were we? Do you have something else to say? Oh, what I was saying. Off track again. Threw a wrong ingredient in the proverbial pot of our podcast, which is soup.
Soup is great.
We're making soup for your ears.
Okay.
Or a pizza. Depends on the episode.
I think soup with a sandwich on the side. I like doing that a lot.
Mm. So good. So good.
Yes, like a hot sandwich.
Mm. Like tomato.
Like tomato soup with
tomato,
you know,
cheese,
like
and basil.
Yeah.
So anyway, my point being, just, we're sharing our own experiences, and if you're you're dealing with some allergies or other health problems, just take into consideration, it's like, hey, how can I change my diet? And you should do some research or something like that before you do something drastic, and also talk to your local doctor or something like that.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend talking to a doctor or some sort of health professional, since Google often leads people astray, even though it is a great
resource. There's some reliable resources, but if you don't know what you're looking into, you possibly, you know, could try that, and that could make your condition worse. So the optimal idea is to talk to a medical professional.
Yes, indeed.
Indeed. So, do you have anything else to share, Jonathan?
I don't know. I would say just like all things in moderation. Like, you can't live off of just kale, even though it's really healthy. But
that is true. That is true. You can't become a little nomad on top of a... trying to cross my legs on top of the stool.
On top of the stool?
On top of the stool without falling.
It's a little wobbly, but yeah.
There
you go.
It's a little wobbly.
It's
kind of
fun, though. Like, it's almost like your own mini ride.
We get so much off track. We should have a subtitle for Kitchen Talk. The soup pot with too many raw ingredients. Maybe. Not quite official yet. It will be... Too much of a mouthful. But a ching, no pun intended.
So what's your favorite type of soup?
What is my favorite type
of
soup? I love red chili.
Red chili?
Yeah.
Red chili is really good.
Yeah. So I don't think white chili is necessarily bad, but more or less it tends to be spicy or something. I'm more of a mild... kind of person.
Red chili does come in a more diverse amount of spicinesses.
Yeah.
So.
How about you? What's your favorite soup?
I mean, like, tomato soup is a really classic go-to, especially if I'm eating a sandwich. But lately, I went to a Thai restaurant and I ate this coconut soup that had, like, chicken in it. And it was really good.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It was like slightly sweet, kind of spicy, and then like the savory chicken.
Nice. So, go out into the world and be exotic. You know, choose something different. At Taco Bell or something, they made something.
Yeah, Taco Bell.
Wow, Eric. So much for diversity and no. Just for example, if they make something new on the menu. And you're the kind of person that's like, I like getting my favorite old grand old taco. Just try something for once. It's just one meal.
Like going to McDonald's instead of Taco Bell.
Whoa. I don't recommend that.
Also, is that a picture of Nicolas Cage at... Like,
yes, it is.
This is
Matt's computer, and
okay.
he's probably going to be listening to it later. So, Nicholas Cage.
Yeah, that's a great picture.
Yeah. There we go. Where were we?
Talking about diverse experiences.
Diverse experiences. So, have you ever been to Hoo-Ha?
I have.
So good. My brother Adler, you should check out his videos, Adler Davidson on YouTube.
Yep.
Hashtag free advertising.
Right, Adler.
Yeah. We went to Hoo Hot as a family, and he's a bit of a polar opposite when it comes to spicy. He likes to max out on the spicy.
I mean, I kind of do too. But
yeah,
like,
but just wait. So we went on in to the Hoo Hot, and he was getting all these sauces and stuff like that, the red hot, and he went down. started shoveling it in. And then like 5 minutes later, his face was red and he was crying from the heat.
Wow. So what is like the hottest pepper that you have ever eaten?
I don't know. Probably a jalapeno.
Really?
I'm not that kind of risk taker. But did you know that you can swish a little lemon juice or, you know, suck on the lemon that goes on your water?
Yeah, the acid will help to break down the oils.
Exactly. Yep. Said scientifically. Nothing's wrong with that, but I'm probably in a more talkative mood that I can't quite access my technical vocabulary right now. It's all cool. It's all cool.
That's good.
We just had a pop-up. You don't have permission to use the application K-install.
Well, I guess that's okay.
Hopefully.
Since we're not using it right now.
Hopefully.
Okay.
So I asked you. Yeah, we're attempting to keep the episodes a little short as a sort of social experiment to see if it works well, that like taking off 10 extra minutes,
mm-hmm.
you know, with people's busy schedules, can they do that?
Yeah,
so,
it might get more views.
Might.
Yeah.
Might. Hopefully. More subscribers. I'm so desperate. No, I'm just kidding. So anyway, let's wrap up the podcast with one question. I'll ask you first, Jonathan, and then I'll finish it off
myself.
Okay. So what's your favorite sandwich to go along with your soup?
I really like melts,
mm-hmm.
like melted cheese with just like maybe a tomato or an avocado.
Nice. So, just to sort of pick at that, what's the difference you would say between a grilled cheese sandwich and a melt?
I would say a grilled cheese sandwich doesn't have like extra ingredients inside of it. It's
nice.
Like just cheese and bread.
Nice. So I'm going to say here at the Firehouse Coffee Shop, the sandwich that we have are called paninis.
Oh, paninis are great.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's basically a sandwich with some greens, some like tomato pesto and basil, and mozzarella cheese, and you know, you just slap it all together. You got some tomato in there, and it's really good.
Yeah.
And you get some marinara sauce.
Yeah, that's kind of like the tomato soup thing.
I like to do. Binge on tomatoes in moderation. So I guess with that, we'll wrap up the podcast. Jonathan, it's been a pleasure. Good
well,
sir.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. All right. Goodbye. Thank you.